I was baptized and grew up in the United Church because Mom and Dad made a choice. Mom was from a Lutheran family, and my dad from a Ukrainian Orthodox family. But neither of those denominations were near Acme, where I grew up. And so they chose the United Church of Canada as the church to which they would commit themselves and in which they would raise their daughters. Now, as a young adult in university, I tried out other denominations, attended Bible studies in various groups, but I had too many questions, and the other groups had too many answers, and I found that their answers didn't resonate with my spirit. And so I found my way back to the United Church and to ministry within the United Church. This is my church home. So what does it mean to be a member or participant of the United Church of Canada? Today, commitment to a particular denomination isn't what it used to be. It used to be that everybody knew what denomination they belonged to. But things are shifting and changing. Belonging to a group isn't what it used to be. So what does it mean now to choose to attend, to commit to a denomination? And specifically today I'm asking the question, what does it mean to be part of the United Church of Canada? And to answer that, I want to give a little bit of a history and background, and Bruce will go to my first slide. I've got a few PowerPoints here just to help us along as we go through this. So the United Church of Canada was established on June 10th, 1925, and it was by an act of Parliament of the Government of Canada that established the church. It was very much believed that the United Church of Canada would be part of the fabric of this country. So it was the coming together, it was an organic union, which meant that the churches worked so that they could all work on the same basis with the same sort of practice, even though there are unique things in each congregation. But it was the Congregationalist Church of Canada, the Presbyterian Church of Canada, the Methodist Church in Canada, and the Union Churches of the Prairies that came together. And through the years, we've added to that. The Wesleyan Methodists of Bermuda have joined. That's why the one place what we have United Churches that aren't actually physically in Canada. The Evangelical United Brethren also joined. And along the way, various immigrant churches that have been established have chosen to join the denomination to be part of a bigger organization that can do more together. We also have arranged in the last years full communion with the United Church of Christ in the USA, the Presbyterian Church in the Republic of Korea, and a few other churches. And that means that ministers and members can go back and forth just as if we were part of one another. So we continue this vision of uniting. So what brought us together? Well, small towns and vast distances in a huge country. That's a picture of High River back in about 1910. In small towns, if you had Methodists and Presbyterians and six or seven of each, it didn't make sense to be working separately. So very naturally, people started coming together, and some of the differences that were so strongly held in the old country just didn't seem to matter in the new country and in the vast distances in small towns. So that was one of the things that brought the United Church together. A mission to immigrants was also part of the passion. To new immigrants, my Ukrainian family being one of them, how do we reach out to these immigrants and support them as they come into a new country, learn a new language, and make new homes? There was also a strong sense that in working together, Methodists, Presbyterians, Congregationalists, as the United Church, that the work being done to end poverty, to provide health care and education could be stronger. And so it was all of that, that belief that together we can do more, that brought the United Church together. And there was a dream at the time of having one Protestant church in Canada. Now, not a dream that has been fulfilled, but still is a yearning. How do we work together? Even if we aren't all one United Church, how do we work together? And that's very much part of who we are. The United Church has sought to be an adaptable church, to reflect on the mission of Jesus and how do we do that well. And I want to share this little piece because it's current news. It's a little bit of an aside. But the way the church was originally structured was to have the four courts. So the congregation and pastoral charge being one, presbyteries, there are 91 of them right now, conferences are 13, and general council. So congregations, a group of congregations make up a presbytery, a group of presbyteries make up a conference, and all the conferences make up general council. And that's the way we've been structured. So we're High River United Church, part of Foothills Presbytery, which does a donut around Calgary. Part of Alberta and Northwest Conference, which goes into northern BC and includes the Northwest Territories and a little bit of Saskatchewan. And then all of the 13 conferences make up the General Council. But we've been talking and discussing in the church, what do we need to do to be more flexible, to be responsive to the changes that are going on in our society and in our church. And so a motion was made to look at a three-council system. Instead of four courts, three councils. And your church council here in High River were part of voting on whether this would come into being. And the vote across the church was overwhelmingly yes. And so as of January 1st, 2019, the structure will be communities of faith, 17 regional councils, and then the denominational councils. So presbyteries and conferences have been melded and redivided. So we are High River United Church, a community of faith. We'll be part of the Southern Alberta region that starts at Highway 13 north of Red Deer and comes all the way south, is what it's proposed. That isn't totally finalized, but it's quite likely that's what it'll look like. And then the 17 regional councils will be part of the denominational council. So I just wanted to let you know that. You'll be hearing more about it, and it just seemed like a good moment to do that. There's a couple of other changes I'm not going to talk really about, but there's a new funding model for funding how we work as a church, as a whole denomination, and there's also a new office of vocation to oversee the training and oversight of ministers, and so that's quite exciting, and some new changes again you'll be hearing about, but that your church council voted on, and were part of making happen. So, that brings me back to my original question. What does it mean to be a participant in the United Church of Canada? The United Church of Canada, right from its beginnings, was about working together in the name of Christ to bring healing, hope, and love in our communities. We are community-minded people. Right from the beginning, the United Church has spoken out on social justice issues because we believe the directions given by Jesus that we are to feed the hungry, provide for those in need, care for those in prison, and stand up for those who are oppressed. We believe in working together with other churches, other faiths, and other agencies on matters of peace, justice, and human dignity. And that is why the United Church came into being in the first place. Now, we don't ask that anyone subscribe to any specific set of beliefs. Following our Congregationalist, which are Puritan roots, we make it the responsibility of every member to read the Bible, pray, worship, and grow in their relationship with God and their understandings of the way of Jesus. We believe that there is a richness in the diversity of what we bring to this place. We believe in the inclusive love of God, which asks us not to stand in judgment of one another. Each person who wishes to work together with us in bringing God's hope, love, and justice in this world is welcomed as a full participant in this congregation, in this denomination, because each one of us brings a unique reflection of God's image as a gift to the congregation and denomination. To keep carrying out that vision, which we believe we have been called to by God, means that we keep trying to adapt, making changes from four courts to three councils, but it has to be more than that. Now, we have less congregations and less members in the United Church than in past decades, but we are still the largest Protestant denomination in Canada. And we are changing because our roles are changing. If you think of what the United Church has been, it's been sort of the community center of many communities where people can gather for all sorts of activities beyond worship. United Churches have been the go-to place for newcomers to get to know others in the community. United Churches have provided activities for young people in the community and have often been the first place where children and youth can develop public speaking skills or musical skills and perform before a welcoming and caring audience. United Churches have provided places of connection for families and between generations. They've supported and sometimes provided health care and education in many communities. United Churches at their best have been the heart and soul of many small communities. At their best, United Churches have been a safe place for old and young alike to share their talents, to explore their dreams, to find support for projects they want to develop in their community, and to receive care and counseling in times of joy and especially in times of sorrow. But our society is changing. And the change in society has affected the United Church maybe more than other churches because we have sought to be part of the fabric of that society. There are many more opportunities out there for all ages, and we can easily travel further to engage those opportunities. So people don't have to turn to the church for those activities and opportunities. As our society becomes more affluent, belief in God and spiritual practice have taken a second place or have no place at all for many. It's just part of what's happening. With the extended family living far apart rather than all close at hand, we are traveling more to stay connected with our loved ones. And the United Church is not seen as the community center that it once was. Church in general is not the center of the week or the center of the life that it once was for people. It's much harder and harder to make church attendance part of life, or at least the center of life, because Sunday is now open to so many more activities that it would never previously have happened on a Sunday. And so we see United Churches closing. We see the landscape of our denomination shifting. And we know that we need to make changes to survive. But it must be about more than surviving. If we think of the vision that brought the United Church of Canada together, the idea that working together in Christ's name allows us to have a stronger voice, a stronger presence, and a stronger ability to accomplish more, then that is just as true today as it was when the United Church started. The question is, what is God calling us to do today? We may not be what we once were as the United Church in our community, but I think that we still have far more influence than we imagine and are respected for our commitment to making a positive difference in our communities. We may not have the numbers we once had, but we've got to stop focusing on that and look at what we do have right in front of us. We have each other. We matter to each other. Being part of a faith community is about making a commitment to one another to be there for each other in times of joy and times of sorrow, to support one another in faith. When we are not here, we are noticed. And when we are here, we bring a smile, a caring word, a supportive presence to those around us. Even if you think you might not have much to offer, you are offering something to each other. Coming to church, especially United Church, isn't about being an individual sitting alone in the row in the sanctuary. It's about being part of a caring, loving, supportive community. Some of us are quieter in how we share and offer support. Some of us are more outgoing. But we each have something to offer in creating this community and as part of the larger United Church of Canada. We read the story, Volkmar read it for us, of Transfiguration of Jesus, the Transfiguration of Jesus. When he goes up the mountain, and Peter and James and John, and they have this spiritual experience in which Jesus is transformed into beauty and light. The Greek word is metamorpho, metamorphosis. The word means changing into a form that is more beautiful, a spiritual state. But especially changing so that the outside reflects the beauty within. Think of a caterpillar changing into the butterfly and then discovering it can fly. That is where we are at, I believe, as a church, a time of metamorphosis, a time of changing and discovering a beauty that has been waiting to emerge. This time of metamorphosis of the United Church needs to be about much more than switching from four courts to three councils. It involves choice and commitment by each of us who choose the United Church of Canada as our spiritual home. I believe that the transformation will involve, has already involved, difficult labor, challenging and sometimes painful conversations and decisions. I believe that it will require each of us to deepen our spiritual practice, root ourselves in the study of Scripture and in times of prayer, and discover more of what it means to follow the way of Jesus. In 2025, the United Church of Canada will celebrate its 100th birthday. The question is, what will the United Church of Canada be 100 years after that, in 2125, it's hard to tell. But I believe that the decisions, the commitment, and the investment we are making right now will be part of determining that outcome. I believe that God's Spirit is moving among us, cajoling, encouraging, inviting, and nudging us toward what needs to emerge for us to keep being a strong voice for peace, for justice, and for human dignity. I believe that Jesus is calling us to continue to reach out in love, to include and welcome those who are on the margins of our society, just as Jesus did in his ministry. I believe that the United Church of Canada has something important to offer in our community, our country, and beyond. I would hate to see the United Church cease to exist. I believe that God is working through us, with us, calling us to be clear about living the way of God, the way of Jesus, loving our neighbors, welcoming strangers, and even those we might consider enemies. Just as Jesus taught us to do. And that brings me to my last question and thought. What does it mean to be part of High River United Church? What are we particularly trying to do as a faith community called High River United Church? In prayer and discernment as a congregation, we have named that we are a community of help, home, and hope. We have named the key aspects of our ministry together to be about welcoming others in Jesus' name, building connections between each other and within our community, and praying and worshiping together as we seek to grow in our faith in God. This particular congregation began in 1885. The first services by itinerant Methodist and Presbyterian preachers, Reverend Angus Robertson and Buckskin Shorty was the Methodist preacher, happened in Bucksmith's stopping house right here on this site. Those first citizens of High River and area could not have imagined the church building we have, the town that now exists, or the community that now gathers to worship. Yet they believed that worshiping God was central to their lives. They believed in following the teachings of Jesus and letting that shape their daily living. They believed that they must invest time and energy to build the first Presbyterian church, first church in town, which is now Arnold and Arnold's Law Office. Methodists and Presbyterians here in High River embraced the vision of the United Church of Canada and came together on this very spot in the Presbyterian church that stood here at the time. They could not imagine a community without faith at its center, without a church as its heart and soul. We are the inheritors of that legacy, and the legacy of those who dreamed and prayed the United Church of Canada into being. Now is our time to pray and dream and ask God's Spirit to help us discern what we need to be as High River United Church, as the United Church of Canada, planting the seeds for future generations. So what will we invest? What will we dream? What will we offer for the High River United Church of the future? Amen.